You know good and well you have children, and we all, as parents, had children. Those children, those babies depended totally on us. All they could do was suck and eat what we gave them. They couldn't change their diaper. They couldn't do nothing for themselves. We had to do it for them. And we're the body of Christ handling the most precious thing in the heart, in the mind of God, in the light, in the heart and mind of God. The most precious thing is His children. And then we are negligent in that. And some of them mess up, and then we'll sit back and talk about it. And laugh about it. You know, I knew it was going to happen. I tell you what, you don't know what's down the road for you or your laziness. Get on your faith, crying out to God. And then going knocking on that door and say, I'm here to help you. So many young Christians have suffered so many things because others didn't do their part. Boy, I wish I had time to preach this morning. Thank you, Jesus. So I read it again. He said, when they do hear the truth and get saved, He does His very best to keep you from learning and knowing all that you have become in Christ Jesus. This is why, listen to this, this is why there is a constant struggle in your mind and in your flesh against your spirit. There's a constant struggle going on in your mind and in your flesh against your spirit. Until you get your mind renewed with the word of God and crucify the flesh. Until you do that, you won't get much victory. You'll live under control and the dictation of the mind and the flesh, because Satan has access to both of them. He really doesn't have access to your spirit. He has access to your mind. Why? Because you hadn't renewed it. Before you got saved, you had a messed up mind, and you still got it after you got saved. And what you have to do is teach the person to get your mind renewed, crucify the flesh, and never trust the flesh. Your flesh don't know what you want. That's why you overeat, because it's telling you need more than you need. It's just glutton. And the devil behind it making your flesh become glutton and all that. And you have appetite for stuff that's unhealthy for you. Both food-wise, sex-wise, and all those things. It's unhealthy to what you are designed. Am I right about it? And we need to be educated in this area. We need to be knowledgeable. So we need to know how to keep it under control. Jesus never struggled with that. He came here when he was born. When he was 12 years old, he could quote the 5 books of the law verbatim. And history tells us any Hebrew boy could do that. Here we raising up children. They came. They don't even know John 3:16. Why is this? Because we allow sin to interfere and have place and rule in areas that it has no right to. You can shut the door on sin in many areas of your life that you are opening the door to. You can silence sin when you know how. Amen. Amen. Oh, me. You see, It is your spirit that got born again and has the life of God. He will do everything. Listen to this. He will do everything he can to keep you away from the Bible. You know, some people got it, but they don't ever read it. To read the Bible and believe what God said, he will do, listen to this now, he will do everything he can to get you in the wrong church. You don't believe that? Who? He don't want you to get where God wants you. He wants you to get in some church that's talking all kinds of junk so you live junky. Listen to this, if you think that's something, listen to this one. And keep you around wrong people so they will influence you against God and all that he stands for. Yeah, he will do his best to get you around wrong people that don't believe nothing. And they're against everything that God stands for. I've been around them, and they call themselves sure enough believers. Yeah, they believe you. Everybody believe. But what are you believing? When I was in school, when we went to math class, they didn't pull out an English book. No, they didn't. I didn't see them. My math teacher didn't come up with an English book. Vice versa, the English teacher didn't come up with a math book. Because how are you going to get educated and instruction about arithmetic and math and in that area if you in something else? Now, how are you going to know who you are as a believer and you over here in this stuff over here in the world that the world is talking, that they believe? I don't think it take all that. Well, find out what it takes then. Get out of your thinking and find out the truth. Am I telling the truth? Come up with all that wild stuff. Find out. Well, I don't believe that way. Well, find out what the right way to believe. Find out what God said and believe that, because he's the only one, right? Yeah. And see, this book here, are you in the house? This book here, it is an all-inclusive book. It includes how to live, how to give, how to have sex, how to have a relationship. Everything, how to walk with God, how to pray, how to believe, how to trust, how to confess, everything. How to raise children. Everything. It's all inclusive. But we got people want to come up with their idea, and they don't have a clue about life because they never lived it. God already done gone before us and finished. And now come live the life I gave you. Many walk away and try to live one they don't know about. Then they wind up in destruction. And then they want to call God. If the pain ease up, that's all right, God. It's all like the fella hang on the housetop. Y'all heard that story? On the housetop. Boy, he started slipping. He was sliding off the house, and he said, "Lord, help me." And just before he fell, the nail caught his clothes and stopped him. He said, "That's all right, Lord. The nail got me." Is why men's in trouble. Because they're trying to make their own way. And I'm telling you, you can't live this life without Christ.